Okay, we've been talking about the great crisis that's coming, known as the Mark of the Beast crisis. We continue here in Revelation 15, and it says that it will get to the point where those who do not conform will be killed, verse 15. Now, how do we get to that point? I've often wondered about that. How does America and the rest of the world get to a point where it will cannot tolerate those who think differently? Well, I'm beginning to see it happen. It's called the cancel culture. In other words, America has moved from a tolerant culture, freedom of speech, where everyone had a right to say what they believed, no matter how crazy or off the wall it was, and others had the right to evaluate it or to argue against it. In fact, God said, bring forth your strong arguments. God is big enough to allow us to express ourselves and perhaps be changed. And so this has been the way in America for well over 200 years, but it's not the way today. Culture is moving toward a cancel culture. We can't handle it if you think different than I do. And so this started on college campuses where they had safe rooms where you could go and be safe from hearing some perhaps conservative speech, and then finally conservatives got canceled from their lectures so that these young brains of mush didn't have to deal with the trauma of hearing someone else's opinion. And so America's developing into a cancel culture will eventually lead to such a level of intolerance combined with a crisis that it will come to the point where intolerance is such a level that people will be killed if they do not conform. And that's very sad. The well curve instead of the bell curve, the majority are on two sides and the middle is small, whereas the bell curve had the majority in the middle. And that's where we are today. How does this happen? Well, it happens because the withdrawal of the Holy Spirit from the world. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It says this in many places. When it says fear, it means that we recognize that God is Creator, that He is our Lord and Master, that He is our friend. It is a reverence for God, His omnipotence, His omnipotent power. And that recognition allows the Holy Spirit to come in to change our hearts and give us wisdom. So you wonder, how is it that people are so unwise today? Why do they say so many just off-the-wall things? Why do they believe that men can give birth and menstruate and children can choose whether they want to be a girl or boy? How do they get this far? Well, the answer is quite simple. The withdrawal of God's Spirit and wisdom is lacking. It's gone from many people's hearts. The Bible said this would happen. Romans, the first chapter, says that they see nature around them and yet deny there is a God and don't give Him thanks. Therefore, God gives them up to their own lust and they do indecent things, things that are not natural. And that's where we are today. Now, in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, the final crisis, the image to the beast and the mark of the beast, there is a polarization that happens to lead us up to that point, and that's why America is being polarized today. And the polarization, the outcome of the polarization is that God's people will be sealed and the lost will be marked. So we want to look at what is the seal and what is the mark. These are the most important things. There's nothing more important for us today than to be sealed by God for salvation. Then we're immovable in the last days. By the same token, those who are marked are also immovable. And that's when the close of probation actually happens. It isn't because God arbitrarily says, okay, it's all over, but it's because everyone has been polarized to be sealed on the one side and marked for damnation on the other side. In our next segment, we're going to talk about the seal of God, what is it, and how to get it. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.